Patrick, Mike, and Kirk, how are you?
Hey, what's up, man?
Did you enjoy getting out of the cold weather and playing the warm weather in Miami last weekend?
Yeah, I'll take that any day. Any day. It was nice and sunny, man. It was hot. I mean, but, you know, it's our home turf. It's our little advantage we have.
You played late in that game. You also played on special teams. How did it feel to get back into the rhythm again, back-to-back weeks, trying to get back coming off the injury?
It felt good, man. It felt good to get back out there and just run around and just basically just be on the field with my teammates, man, just, you know, just having fun.
Patrick, how about your, you know, do you expect the snaps through the role to increase here now that you've been back for a week when you play here Monday night? Any indication or idea of that?
No, I don't play that kind of stuff. Where a coach wants me, I don't play, so it doesn't matter.
We had talked to Wes earlier in the year, and I know the positions are different, but he said that, you know, leading up to, I think it was game two, he didn't play as much at the wide receiver spot, Patrick, and said, yeah, I saw some things in practice that maybe I wouldn't be involved as much. Is that the same thing at the safety position? Can you get an idea as the practice week goes on how much you'll be involved?
No, not really, because we all get a lot of reps, man. You have to, everybody has to know what's going on just in case somebody goes down. So, I mean, I can't really answer that because we all get reps. We all do the same thing. It's just a matter of who's up. So it doesn't really matter, man. We'll all be ready to play enough. Whatever role we have, we're going to just, you know, go from there.
What jumps out when you look at the film here, when you watch the Texans over the last couple of days?
They're good. I mean, they're really good, man. They have playmakers all over the field, so we have to try to contain as much as possible.
We were talking earlier about Andre Johnson and just the physicality that he brings. He's not a Wes Welker. He's not a smaller receiver. This is a big physical guy. And at your position, Patrick, is there a harder guy to cover in terms of the type of receiver, whether it's a bigger receiver like an Andre Johnson or a smaller, faster guy?
He's big, but he's fast and he's quick and he's strong. So he's just an animal, man. That's my one word for him is an animal. I mean, he's just a legit playmaker, and you never know what you're gonna get. One day he might run past you, and one day he might try to get you off the line. One day he might run through you, so you never know.
Is he the best wide receiver in football?
There's a lot of good receivers, but you have to ask the corner that more than me. You know, I'm deep half or, you know, covering tight ends or something, but you have to ask the corner that one.
A couple of questions here, Pat. Number one, can you even put yourself in the mind as a player of what the Chiefs were able or had to go through in those 72 hours or 48 hours there last week? As a player, can you even intellectualize what happened with them?
No, I mean, I don't even know what to say on that, man. Just, you know, my heart goes out to all those guys. Oh, it's definitely a tough situation, but, I mean, I don't know what to say, man. I don't know. That's one of those subjects I don't really want to talk about.
It leads to sort of a larger issue, as you probably know. Bob Costas talked about Sunday night. Now, for all week, there's been sort of this talk about gun culture with players in the NFL. I guess my question would be, do you own a gun in there? How many guys on your team have guns?
I'm not going to ask that question.
You're not going to answer if you have a gun or not?
I don't have one. I'm not going to answer the rest of the questions.
The position the Chiefs were in, Patrick, I know you say you couldn't have put yourself there. Would you have wanted to play that game on Sunday?
Of course. I mean, of course it's going to be hard, but you got to play football. I mean, things happen and it sucks, but you got to do the best you can. Just go out there and just play football.
So, if you were a player, you would have been with the Chiefs, you would have said, yeah, we got to play this game?
If there's a game to be played, you got to play it.
Roger Goodell, the commissioner, is in Time Magazine this week, and Greg Schiano, the coach of Tampa Bay, has this proposal to get rid of kickoffs out of football. And I'm not sure if you read about this, so I'll quickly explain it to you, that they would take out all kickoffs altogether after touchdowns and change touchdown scores, end of quarter, etc. Instead of a kickoff, you would have the opposing team would have the ball at their own 30-yard line, 4th and 15. They could punt the ball away on that fourth down situation, Patrick, or they could go for it, sort of like an onside kick. And the idea is the kickoffs are dangerous, and they want to take those out of the game altogether. As a player who plays this game for a living, can you imagine that scenario where kickoffs are replaced by what I just explained?
I don't know. I think this is very exciting part of the game. If it happens, it happens. You got to just go with the rules or whatever Goodell wants. But, I mean, it is what it is. We can't worry about that stuff. We don't make the rules. We just play.
Last one for me, the Monday night game. How does it change the preparation in terms of this week? Is it knock the schedule off base? How do you pace that out for Monday night?
No. I mean, just have an extra day to get ready, get prepared, and get healthy, and just go play a game. Everybody's going to be watching, so it's going to be a good one.
Patrick, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck Monday night in a big game. Everyone's going to watch, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir.